The council had its first vote on a new ordinance that would allow the city to give a temporary discount on electrical bills for companies that move to Petersburg and need at least 50 kilowatts of power. Existing businesses that expand their operations here could also qualify for the break. It would last for 3 years. The discount would not apply during times when the city has to run on expensive diesel generators instead of cheaper hydropower. Acting City Manager Carl Hagerman recommended passage of the ordinance.
I think it is a good deal. It does entice businesses to start here and existing businesses to expand to get a break on their power rates for a period of 3 years. So support that. The Utility Board and the Finance Committee have already recommended that ordinance to the City Council.
The rate could help manufacturing businesses that draw a lot of power, like a seafood plant or a lumber mill. City Councilors and other local officials have been meeting with former mill owner John Glenn of Washington State, who says he wants to build a new facility that would mill construction-grade lumber and employ 40 to 50 people in Wrangell or Petersburg. But Glenn is not the only person that's expressed interest in locating a new business here, according to Petersburg Economic Development Council Executive Director Liz Cabrera. Cabrera's group came up with the incentive ordinance. As far as being attractive to businesses, Cabrera said Petersburg was already very competitive. For instance, Cabrera said the town's property tax rate was below average for 17 cities she looked at, mostly in Southeast, and its local property tax was significantly below average on a per-person basis.
And I think partially because we don't charge any kind of personal property tax. Some communities charge personal property tax on boats and also on business inventory and business machinery, which I found really interesting. Since we don't offer any of those, we're actually sitting pretty well compared to other communities. And then, of course, our electric rate for residential is, I think, third lowest of the communities that I looked at, all in Southeast. Given all that, though, I still believe that having something that's a little special on the books for a company that's interested in coming here really gives us some leverage that we don't currently have.
The council passed the ordinance unanimously in the first of its three required readings. And the council also unanimously awarded a $154,000 bid to NC Machinery of Juneau for a new sanitation department wheel loader. According to City Manager Hagerman, the city will get rid of its oldest loader.
We're taking the loader from sanitation, and we're moving, replacing actually a reserve, a 30-year-old loader that's been sitting in the public works yard since its replacement, basically laying in wait for, in case there was a burrow formed, so we have another piece of equipment that we can use for limited service. And so we're taking a really old piece of equipment that we'll sell. We're taking an older piece of equipment, a 15-year-old loader, and moving it over to Public Works for that same role, basically a reserve, really low-use role. And we're putting the high-use piece of equipment, we're replacing that with a new loader at the baler.
And in other news, things are looking up for Petersburg's Mountain View Manor Elderly Housing and Assisted Living Facility. In a brief update to the City Council Monday night, Manor Director Sheelan Bell said the original building's last vacancy would be filled next week, and there are 7 people now on the waiting list there. Only one of the new building's independent living apartments is vacant, and Bell reported that the assisted living wing will be nearly full this fall.
On the assisted living floor, we had 6 residents, and then in the month of September, we got 2 new ones, putting us at 8. This weekend we'll have our 9th resident. On the 20th we'll have our 10th resident. And our 11th resident is working on paperwork from the state, which can take a while. So we're hoping that by the end of October, first part of November, we will have 1 empty room at the assisted living facility. And I just wanted to thank you guys for your commitment to the manor and for everybody that spoke this summer on our behalf.
Mayor Al Dwyer complimented Bell on marketing the assisted living facility, which has seen a vacancy rate as high as 50% in the past. The council formed a committee last year to examine ideas for cutting an operating loss at the facility. Manor supporters emphasized the importance of assisted living to the town and urged the council to take steps to keep it open. The council ultimately approved a property tax hike this summer to cover the facility's $200,000 construction debt payment for the fiscal year. Voters had already agreed to such an increase when they passed a bond measure to build the facility, but this is the first year the council's actually included it in the tax levy. And Petersburg's new city manager attended his first city council meeting this week. Steve Giesbrecht sat with the councilors and Mayor Dwyer at the DS Monday night.
Just want to thank everyone for their welcoming me here to town. I've got my kids are both here. My daughter's a freshman and son's a sixth grader. And so far, so good. My wife and mother-in-law will join us as soon as she gets some surgery done, and the family will be back being complete. But I just want to thank Carl and the rest of the staff. It's, you know, much easier to walk into when there's good folks already there and they've been doing a great job, and sure appears that that's the way it's been. So really happy to be here.
The council hired Giesbrecht this summer. He's worked as the city administrator in Electra, Texas, a town of about 3,100 people, from 2003 until now. He replaces former Petersburg manager Scott Hahn, who left in July. Public Works Director Carl Hagerman's been acting in the post since then and gave his last manager's report Monday night. His report included compliments to city workers, especially Power and Light, for dealing with the aftermath of the windstorm that knocked down trees and power lines around the community late last month.
They were really up against it and needed all hands on deck for the Sandy Beach repair. Got that done as soon as they could, and then got the service lines up, and then had to go out and work on the Taiyi transmission line to get that line back together to get back off of diesel. So they had a long list of stuff to do, and they did a great job in responding to that.
The council earlier thanked Hagerman for his work as acting manager for the past several months. Among other issues during that time, Hagerman reached a long-awaited contract settlement with city employees and dealt with the September windstorm, as well as a major mudslide in Hammer Slough in August. As a token of their gratitude, the councilors gave Hagerman a large mudslide milkshake at the start of Monday's meeting. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.